Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina, and it's Wednesday night. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Love Fantasy. Butterbeer.
Yo, this is the mayor. I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Good evening, Dons and Divas. Boy, it's a big welcome. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. This is T. And with me, I have...
Hello?
Diva.
I'm here. This is Inge. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is the other Diva there?
Rachel?
Hello. Are we on the air?
Are we on the air?
I guess they say to us, you know what? We're going to get y'all for being off for 2 weeks.
Right. But definitely, warm welcome back, Divas. I miss you guys, and I'm sure everybody else missed us, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes, indeed. It's been a long time, and it just seemed like forever since I've been on here. You know how we get
Run up. It seemed like it was longer than 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, yes. finally getting some good weather and all of that good stuff. Yeah, I only got nothing.
Well, no, they gave us good weather, then they took it back now. Come on.
Yeah, it's definitely wishy-washy, but...
It's a little nippy out there today.
It's better than, you know,
the
feet of snow we've been having, you know?
Yes.
So how's y'all week? How was y'all week and weekend?
Listen, I can't complain about mine. I'm sorry, y'all hear my dog, right? I can't complain about mine. You know, I've been embracing this nice weather, even though it's a little chilly, still wet and everything. I've just been embracing it. And it's my birthday's coming up, and 2 weeks from today. So, hey, I'm in the spirit.
I hear you.
I'm in the spirit.
You know what, with that being said, I'm going to do it after the show, too. But I want to wish all the fathers a very, very happy Father's Day.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
The father and the father figures. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
A lot of,
exactly.
A lot of men out there that are playing that role.
Happy Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know,
men are playing that role.
And I also want to wish my daughter, which should be Tuesday, a very happy birthday. My baby be 24.
Okay, happy birthday.
Yes, yes. Oh, 17. She was a Father's Day baby.
Oh, was she?
Yes, she was.
Wow.
And 1990, June 8th, 17th. Born right on Father's Day, the first one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's a mess. So, but, you know, glad everybody enjoyed it. Well, I enjoyed it, but I missed it also, being off the 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, certain circumstances happen, and, you know, hey, our CEO host have to do what he have to do.
Listen, I, at the end of the day, you know, look, we're back.
Yeah, exactly, and that's
we
all
are
it can.
Back in business. Shout out to Rich Money out there. Listen.
And executive producer, Lavina, you know.
Okay.
Lavina Boyd.
It's a lot of work and stuff that goes in behind these scenes.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff people don't see, they like, yeah, you know what? Oh, you could just run the show whatever. Nah, it's a lot of work.
Sometimes you forget about yourself.
Yeah,
and sometimes you forget about yourself. You know, you got to take care of yourself in the process, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
You got to take care of yourself first.
Yeah, yeah.
So
first. If there's no more announcements or anything, Divas, we can jump into these topics.
Yeah, well, I just want to send a shout-out to all of the Geminis. This is Gemini season, so shout-out to anybody celebrating a birthday this week or whatever. In the Gemini season, I'm not going to say the whole month because Cancer shares this month.
Yeah.
I am. My mom's a Gemini. She a week before mine, so I got her next week.
Oh, wow. All right,
yeah.
All right.
Yep. See, the 18th and the 25th.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, nah. But shout out to all the Gemini out there.
All right, then.
I am.
So, y'all ready?
Drum roll. I'm ready to get it on and pop. This thing popping. Let's get it popping.
Let's do this. That's right. Okay. The first topic is, what happens if you find out that your mate is cheating with someone from work? Do you make them find another job? And the second one, what would you do if your mate asked the side mate to marry him or her?
Third port.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? Rachel, you want to go first?
Y'all wasn't looking for that, was you? Y'all wasn't looking for them topics, was you?
Rachel, do you want to go first or what? Listen, I got to let this marinate for a second.
Yes, I would more than love to go first. See, I came into this ready tonight because, first and foremost, like we said, we've not been on for about 2 weeks, so I've been excited to get back on. And I don't know if many of you know, but I know you two know, I've been doing a 30-day abs challenge. And been working out my abs, and today marks, what's today, the 11th? Today marks day 11, and it's hard. I had to do 55 sit-ups, 55 crunches, 33 leg lifts, and 42 seconds of plank. And I did that just before the show tonight, so I am wide awake, extra amped, in pain, and ready to rock and roll.
Let's do it.
All right. If I found out my mate was sleeping with someone on the job, would I make him quit his job? No, I wouldn't make him quit his job. However, I would quit him. I don't give second chances. I've been there, done that, and been hurt even more letting him. Because in my experience, my mates that I have let back into my, you know, that I've let stay, you know, and forgiven them for cheating, thought that it was okay for them to continue cheating. That was just the type of mates that I happened to choose back then. So, no second chances. Sorry, honey. And as far as topic two, what would I do with my mates? Asked to marry him, I would not even be angry. I've had anger management problem issues in the past, for as far as fighting over a maid, and yeah, I've been that type. No, I haven't gotten when I was younger. I've gotten some physical altercations over a boy. However, I'm not going to fight over a man. You can have him, take him. If he proposed to you, then you deserve him.
I know that's right.
I'm giving them. I'm giving them to you.
I feel the same way.
Girl. Yes.
Girl, bye. Ooh.
Now, yes. Bye.
Listen. Yes. Now, since Angie got to let hers marinate, I'll go now. Go ahead, as if Ray is finished.
Yes, I am done. Go on ahead, ladies. Yes,
okay.
Yes, Eva.
Well, I answered no to that. With making him leave or get another job.
Uh-huh.
So first off, you know, you start another job, then that means,
uh-huh,
you know, all is pay, and you may not be getting the same doggone thing. So my thing is, you know, if you're going to go that route, you better be respecting me. I better not find out about it, number one. Now, if you are cheating with somebody on the job, good riddance to you and her. You know, I don't need you if this is what you're going to be doing, you know, because at the end of the day, how am I going to know that if you tell me, okay, baby, it's over, I won't, you know, go that route no more. No. Because, see, you're still working with her.
Yeah.
So you still have access to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially if she knew that we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as him asking the side chick to marry, honey, you know what? You better go on, boy. You better go on. But you can't been living with me or nothing like that. Because, see, first off, I ain't going to be dealing with the side chick, period. So, first and foremost. So, therefore, you won't be doing nothing over my head by asking the side chick, because I won't be the main chick. If I'm the main chick, I'm the main chick. Ain't no side chicks.
Mm.
It's either me or nobody. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
no sharing,
that's
no
my
sharing.
Take on that.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm about ready. First, I want to start off saying these are some great topics. because a lot of times when people start out cheating and everything, that's where it starts at work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Most of that starts at work. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I mean, naturally the trust factor is at a low because I can't even trust when you go to work because now I know it's this other chick there. You understand what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to make you get a new job, but I am going to make you pay. And you could bet your bottom dollar on that one. I'm going to make you pay. I might have her fired somehow. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, it's, you know, this is the stuff that's going on in my head, you know.
It's some consequences.
it's gonna be some furniture moving somewhere, whether it's at your job or at home. I ain't going to let you go that easy. I ain't going to be down. As far as this asking the side chick to marry you, that means She was the main chick and I was the side chick. If you had that many balls to ask this chick to marry you, I was the side chick. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't know if I could just let go that easy. I don't know. I don't know. See, I've been single for a while now, so I'm just really going off where I used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And if I was, you know, in that position where I used to be, it'd be problem. With him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, if you asked this chick to marry you, I was never the main chick. I was always the side chick. But now I'm going to take it personal because now I feel like you was using me. Now I feel like
you was using me. Hands open to the white meat.
Listen, because that was the case. Be a man about things. Tell me that, you know, our relationship has run its course or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And you moved on.
Right.
Man, put your big man drawers on. Handle that.
Mm.
You know?
You walk away or I walk away.
Listen.
Something.
Don't be disrespectful because then that brings me all out of character. Mm.
Listen. In my experience, I have caught my mate cheating. I've caught my mate with pictures of naked women on his phone. I have caught my mate in bed with people. There are manipulative men out there. You hear me?
Sure.
Catch them in the act and they swear, oh no, it's not what you think. It's
right.
Not what you look like. What it looks like. I swear that it wasn't. Or either, you wrong because you caught me, so I'm going to beat your butt type of ish. Yeah.
Trust me, I've been there, done that too. I've been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, that's not to say that all men do it. That's not to say that. No, you have some people. I'm not gonna just say men. You have people out there that are really genuine to their relationships and to the people that they deal with.
I just have chosen in my past. Now, I'm not going to speak on my present right now because I don't want to ruin my blessing, so I'm not going to speak on that right now.
Yeah.
However, I'm so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. But in my past, I have chosen the wrong type of... I've been attracted to and attracting the wrong type of people.
High five.
You're right. And when I gave it to... And I know this is not Thursday Sunday, but when I gave it to God and just relaxed and let go, it came to me, you know. Now, when the devil is always going to make his way in there, because when I thought I was giving it to God and I was juggling with it, holding on to it, I'm gonna pick animal that God picked. Can y'all hear me?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Well, I juggled with it, so I thought I had the right one. No, that wasn't the right one. But anyway,
yeah.
In my past, I have chosen the wrong type of people, and I'm so grateful.
That's what we fail at, because we go after things we want. We never really think about nothing we need. You understand
uh-huh,
what I'm
uh-huh.
saying? Right. So you go looking for the certain type of person. First we going for the physical. Oh, how he looking and all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And then, like that wise woman always told me, all that looks good to you ain't good for you. So
uh-huh.
Indeed it ain't. And all that shine ain't gold.
And all that glitters ain't gold.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, people look at him. Why would you mess with him looking like that or whatever? We pass up a lot of good people going on that notion. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? You know what, Angie? Soon as with somebody that's not attractive, soon as you start dealing with them, though, guess what? They all on him. Everybody's on him.
You already know. Somebody else gets them. And, you know.
It really don't make a difference which way you go.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
because,
true.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, they might not even pay the attractive one no attention until you got with him.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You know, so therefore, and after they get him, you know, they be like, wow, why did I even go to that?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just because he looking good and or she looking good, you know, you find out in the long run, it wasn't even worth your time.
Yep. I know, because I used to go after the hustling type, you know what I'm saying? Hustling. The B-boy type, you know what I'm saying?
And guess what? It got me still working, paying my bills, and doing all that other stuff.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
Paying their bills, Angie. Paying their bills, bailing them out, and
girl,
I've been there.
Girl.
You know
how many trips I done took from Columbus Circle back and forth to these prisons?
I ain't with that pain. I want pleasure, but I don't want the pain to go with it. You hurt me.
But not when you're going through it time after time after time. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you know what it is? When you're going through the same mistake, like I've learned this also, I can take a million different mistakes, but I'm not taking the same mistake a million times. That's where the problem is. Because people, we're humans. We're going to make mistakes. We do this. You know what I'm saying? But not the same mistake over and over and over again. Like, come on now. When are you going to change? When are you going to grow up?
Exactly.
Right.
Some people never.
You know, because I say you get to a certain age, you need to let that, because it's only drama. When you're out here trying to do me, her, her, and her, and her, it's nothing but drama.
Straight
because
up.
Because that's what it's going to end up to be, is a lot of drama, you know, and it's going to be an ongoing thing. And after a while, you may be sneaking, but guess what? Everything you do in the dark comes to light.
And you could bet your bottom dollar on it.
You know, because you're not going to be able to hold down my fort in that one and that one and that one too.
Right.
See, I'm going to start feeling some type of way. When I start feeling some type of way, then you got problems.
Now we got a problem. Now we got a problem. So it's time for somebody to move on. That's just like the last relationship that I was in. It was like, you know what? Why does it feel like we're living in 1993 right now? Because we're arguing about the same things that we was arguing about then, fighting about the same things. That means there was no growth. There was no growth.
Right.
And here we in 2011, whatever. No, somebody set tripping it, whether it's you or me. But guess what? I'm going to be the initiator and end this.
I'm going to be the initiator, and I'm going to bring on our first caller. Barry, are you there? Barry, are you there?
Yeah, hello, ladies. How you doing?
Good evening.
Hey,
good
hello.
Evening.
Barry?
Yes?
How are you, Barry?
Well, good. How was your guy's
good.
Time?
What was that?
I said, how was the time off, you guys? What did you do with your time off? It was 2 weeks off.
Missed the show like crazy.
We had to take care of some goodness. It's business first, you know.
Yeah, you know that. It's always business first. You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, business before pleasure.
We're back at it. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you hear the topic?
No, I didn't.
Okay. The first topic is, what happens if you find out that your mate is cheating with someone from work? Do you make them find another job?
No. If your mate's cheating with somebody, they need to just stop if they still want to be with you. I mean, why change jobs? They need to really just, you got to say, if you want to commit to me, then that's it, you know? You know, either that or you leave them, one or the other. But, I mean, I don't see the person changing another job. If they have a good job, why change jobs?
Right.
Change me.
Yeah. But, no, that's if your mate, not just anybody's mate. We're talking about your specific mate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What would I do?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay, you're saying that they would have to just stop. Okay, they may tell you that they stop, right?
They still
but
doing it.
But all in all, they're still doing it. You know, what's in?
Okay, so I worked in the school system, right? So I've seen a lot of mostly teachers have affairs all the time and everything. You just can't jump up and get another job like that. You know, I mean, if you got your tenure or whatever, matters what job, and my jobs are easy to come by. So
true. That's true.
So what happens to the trust factor then? You know what I'm saying? How do you get around this? Because you know what's in your head now. Like, all right, when he go to work,
right,
when he or she go to work, whoever they was messing with is still there. You know what I'm saying? What
you
happens?
Always be in the back of your mind. So sometimes, that's why, like what one of the other shows you said, sometimes, I mean, dude, how many times are you going to allow somebody to cheat? It goes back to that, too.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's a lot of aspects that come. Is it like property? Is it children? Is this whatever else? Because, you know, a lot of people say that they should walk away, but a lot of times it's for like financial reasons or the kids. There's a lot of other stuff behind it, really, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's a lot going on with
situation. I mean, if he wasn't like, it matters how, you know, if you're old, you know, it can matter. It's a lot of stuff you can bring in, you know, if you, how long you've been together, this and that, the kids, whatever. I mean, it's hard for me to forgive. Even though I'm a Christian, but it's hard because it always stays there. Like, every time that person walks out the door, your wheels start turning, you know?
Yep. You're going to constantly have
it's human
your head,
nature.
Like, you know,
human
and
nature.
you don't want to keep drumming on a situation or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you going to do to ways to...
Are you
going to
be comfortable with
reassurance? What is the reassurance there?
Well, the person has to win back your trust, without a doubt.
But, you know, that's you see it all the time and hear it all the time. It's one thing, you know, once you lose that trust, it's hard to get it back.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm speaking for self.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get it back.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you
for
know,
me.
And go ahead.
No, that's just for me, too. The trust issue of forgiveness, even though, I mean, as a Christian, you're called to forgive, but it's easier said than done. That's the bottom line.
Oh, of course. I totally agree. Oh, my.
Of course. Anything's easy because your mouth can say anything.
Yeah, you can say that, you know,
exactly.
And you're supposed to, but what's your heart saying?
Right.
Well, see, you know, that's always a constant battle, your head and your heart. Your head and your heart definitely fight against each other.
Right.
It's a battle. Okay,
it's a battle.
The next topic. Go ahead, Barry.
No, it's a, like, I don't know if it's whoever said it was, it is a battle. It's a battlefield of mind. And pretty much, it's a battle for your mind with anything, you know, what do you battle? It's just, it matters on a lot of stuff, other aspects, but it's hard. I mean, because why is that person cheating in the first place? I mean, it must be something missing or something. Who knows?
Right. No, that's true. That's a good question.
Now, that one, I would say some people just do it just because they can.
Right.
You know, your mate can only do what you allow them to do.
That's true.
You know, as we've said before, low self-esteem, or just to say that you got somebody. But, you know, hey, not when you're going out here with Sue, Sarah, Jane, Pauly, and Brittany, and the next one, and the next one. You know, hey, you ain't leave home with nothing, don't bring it back.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
You know, because
there's
too much
out
here in
the street. Come back in here with what you ain't leave with.
Honey, that's why, you know, hey, you have to start thinking, if you living with somebody, man, you better be real, real careful and watch their moves as well as what they doing and what they talking about.
Right.
You know, because everything, like, again, like you say, everything ain't like it looks all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
can think that person
is, like you were saying, though, before, T, some people do it just because, but then you have others, too, that really are, they really lose interest somehow in their current relationship for whatever reason. But this is where you're supposed to go to your mate. Like, listen, honey, you know what I'm saying? You know, just communicate. Like, whatever you feel is missing, communicate that. Maybe you can step your game up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Go back to what y'all used to do when y'all started dating. Like Dave said a while ago, cheat on your current relationship with your old one. So,
I
think that made a lot of sense because you do, you know, you do have to somewhat keep your mate interested in you. You can't fall slack and all of that stuff. And because the eye wanders, but my thing is you can look, but just don't touch. So,
right.
You know, you still have
but you know,
keep that flame going in your relationship.
There you go. Uh-huh. If you ain't doing your taking care of business at home, of course they're going to stray.
Oh, sure.
Of course. But then
sure.
You got some of them you can still take care of home, and there's just a dog in them, you
yes,
know, and,
yes.
and I'm talking about men and women.
Yep.
It's
yep.
just a dog mm-hmm. in them that they just got to have that extra piece.
They just got to have it. Just got to
yeah.
have it.
You know, but
some
if you just got to have it, why don't you just not be in a relationship?
Right.
Just do
right.
you.
Exactly.
Continually do you.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's something,
you know?
It could be an addiction. They could have a sexual addiction that's just not enough. They could be addicted to conversation where they find a conversation in somebody else that satisfies them. It's a lot of different things that can cause one to cheat or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, people have to prioritize themselves, know what you have at home, you know what I'm saying, real life. You have to take notice of the other person's feelings. You know, especially if you are in a relationship, that has been in a relationship. So it's a lot of things that go along with it. You know,
a lot of things.
Tell that,
that people need
front.
To consider.
Tell
a lot of things go with it.
You
I mean,
know, what you're going to deal with and what you're not going to deal with and what you want in the relationship and what you're not.
Know yourself.
You know, if it's not a relationship, if it's just a booty call, say that's what it is.
Say it. Say it. Go on and say that thing.
You know. You ain't going to hurt my feelings. You're going to hurt my feelings if I find out that you out here doing X, Y, Z.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that just makes people angry, you know?
Right. Right.
Like I also learned evil communications corrupt good manners. I'm going to take that wherever I go. I was doing good. We was doing good. Now here the enemy come, you know what I'm saying? Throwing monkey riches in our game. And it just takes me out of character.
Mm-hmm.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
That's when you bring the real itch out of me.
You know.
Because
I can be, ow. But anywho, Barry, the
yeah.
second topic was, what would you do if your mate asked the side mate to marry him or her? Well, it would be her in your situation.
Or the side chick?
Yeah.
You know what? Let them go because the grass always seems greener on the other side. You know,
until they get to it.
Right. Huh?
Until they get with that person.
Right. Because, see, you know what? Like, I said in a couple shows before, sometimes, you know, you get comfortable with your mate or whatever, and then what's ever new, like when I took my son's friend, when the girl, they've been together for several years, and then he kept doing the same thing over and over, and then she went... She still really loves him, but she went and got something new. So no matter what, it's new. So, you know, it might be look good. It might be good for like 4 or 5, whatever, how many months, whatever. But it's something new. But then when the honeymoon ends, it's like, look what I gave up, you know. It's just like, you know, you just can't like jump up for, you know, because a piece of booty could be good. But what about, what else is she bringing to the table, he, you know?
Right.
It's going to be good for, you know, whatever. Then when the honeymoon's over and, you know, you go, wow, this is the person, you know, if you leave for whatever reason, then then you go back to wind up missing the person you really like. So the grass always looks green on the other side, but most of the time it's not.
That's that 80-20 rule. That's that 80-20 rule. You leave 80 thinking you're getting something better, end up with 20.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you
that,
know
that
what?
That is 80-20. That's what it is. That's 100% right. And, you know, it's the 80-20 because it looks good for a little bit.
Yep.
And it's all exciting and something new, and then bam.
Yep.
And then most of the time, that person that you leave for was only about getting that booty. And
exactly.
That was
exactly.
But you know what? You know, when you think about it, they're going to do everything in the beginning to make it look so sweet.
Oh, yeah,
like, you know, you got the A1 person.
Right.
And like you say, once you put a ring on it and say them vows, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got a friend, ex-friend that did the same thing.
Well, see,
you want to call and talk about what's going on? Bye, boy.
Yeah. Well, see, you know what it is? I think everybody, they're taking those vows too lightly now. They're throwing them around loosely. The divorce rate now is at an all-time high. People get married just to get divorced now, you know.
That's all it is.
And it's crazy. That's simply because I just stay married for the wrong reasons. They don't know each other. You talk about 72-day marriages. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that makes a mockery.
Right.
Well, Dons and Divas, we do have another caller. With one comes the other. Barry, and now there's Kenny. And then there was Kenny.
Love it, Jimmy Sylvan.
Then one, and then the other. That's really sweet. How are you Divas doing?
Great.
Oh, fine. How are you?
How about you?
Oh, hey, I'm loving the weather down here in sunny South Florida.
Mm.
Out in the Everglades, you know, at the clubhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, the weather's fine.
The Lonely Hearts Clubhouse?
Yeah, the Lonely Hearts Clubhouse.
Okay, wow, marvelous.
You know, we have a clubhouse. You didn't know that. We have to bite you down sometime.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, what's
the
topics?
Topic?
I heard
the
topics. What's the first one?
The first one is, what happens if you find out that your mate is cheating with someone from work? Do you make them find another job?
Well, first of all, I got to ask this. Is she going to get a promotion? You know, is she trying to sleep her way to the top?
Wow.
You know how I always like to joke around. But,
yeah.
No, that's not cool, and she's gone, you know. You know, it's, like I said, it's a commitment thing, you know. And
right.
If she's not 100% honest and trustworthy in our commitment, I'm sorry, you know. Then it's not a commitment. It's a one-way street. She's just, no way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
that's
you know, that's it for that.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay,
go ahead. No,
you go
you
ahead.
Know, there are people that in the world are out there will sleep their way to the top and the work industry. You know, a mate and all that, you know, like a single person, that might work, but for a married couple or mate, no, it wouldn't work. You know. It's like to say
that's
it's all about the Benjamins.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be able to take it away anyways. You're not going to be able to take it to heaven and leave all that stuff behind.
Agree.
You know, we do store up treasures by the way we present ourselves down here, you know,
mm-hmm.
as people, you know, we store up things up there, but we can't
right.
take the things that we, you know, hear up there. So anyway, go ahead for number two.
Okay. What would you do if your mate asked the side chick to marry her?
Two. If my mate asked
your if your mate asked her side mate to marry her, what would you do?
I really don't understand it. The question is the side mate.
Okay. Just say, for instance, Kenny, that you're dating somebody and you know that she's out there messing with somebody else, right? But
uh-huh.
you and her are supposed to be together.
Uh-huh.
But she asked the other man to marry her instead of you.
Well, my, you know, that's very, you know, like I said, the relationship that I'm having has to be trustworthy and it has to be us too. Not with the third party in and her asking the other person to get married. I'm not going to bless them. You know, I'm going to put the boot and say, listen, you know, go, bye, see you later. Don't let the door hit your butt on the way out. You know,
right.
And that's, you know, like I said, a relationship, it takes two, and it takes trust. And
right.
all this cheating and at the workplaces and even at, you know, or this person over here, you know, no.
But
you
know it happens every day. It happens
every
day.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
You know, so...
Hey, listen, I got another call I got to take. Divas, I'm sorry, I gotta go, okay?
Thank you.
Thank
you for calling. Have a good evening.
Okay, we're gonna go to a song, and the number to call is 646-200-3838. You have to press the 1 in order to get on the line with the Divas and the callers, which is Barry right now. But we will be right back. Everybody stay tuned, and we will be right back. We're going to our first song.
To last for a lifetime. Fell in love on a drop of a dime. Captivated by a smile and the beautiful eyes. Brown sugar, sweeter than an apple pie. Now I crave her, and I'm about to lose my mind. I wanna taste her. Wishing we could just rewind to the place where destiny led us to find.
Wait, man, who is this? But
back to our topics and everything, like you said, the thing is, I just feel like when you get to a certain age, you know, all that running around sowing your oats should be over, you know. And, yeah. And if you get into a relationship, just be honest and trustworthy with that person.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean, it doesn't take a lot. And if you're not happy with that person, let them go.
Yeah, yep, yep.
You know,
yep.
Instead of continuously keep hurting people.
Right.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
You said, at a certain age, when are you going to start? What are you searching for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if that's, like you said, if that's how it's going to be, just keep it to yourself. Don't get involved in a serious relationship involving
right.
people's time and feelings and all that stuff. Get involved. There's no need for all that. Just say that you'd rather continue dating
mm-hmm.
and, you know, casual dating or whatever, and keep it moving. Don't put no title to it because, you know, I think if you're in a relationship, having a title is a respectable thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
That way, you know. That's
because. Go ahead.
That's how the devil sets in. When it's for lack of
mm-hmm.
identity. That's how he sets in. When you can't identify who or what your situation is and who you are, that's when
mm-hmm.
he's in. And that's with
right.
anything, whether it's your job title, whether it's your relationship title, or whatever. Identity is important.
Yeah, but I just say, you know, hey, if you're not going to be truthful, loyal, you know, just don't get into a relationship.
Yeah, just leave
you know,
alone.
Because why hurt that person that's really into you, you know?
Right. Right. Why waste their time? Don't do that. They could
have
been with somebody else.
Some people are just cold-hearted and don't know that they're even hurting people by being so cold-hearted.
Yeah, you do have people like that that are really just have no feeling.
Yeah.
You know,
I look at a lot of these talk shows and things like that. You know, and the thing is, well, you wasn't doing what you're supposed to do at home and blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a minute. If things are not going right at home, the first thing we should do is sit there and talk about it.
Yeah,
if we can't come to no type of agreement, then it's time for somebody to go.
Right. Mm. Yeah, let's discuss.
If you're not happy at home, let's talk about this situation. Or if it's somebody else out there that you want, don't just go out there and do it and think that, and still come home and then
mm-hmm.
you know that mate finds out, you know, because that's where the distrust and depending on that person, that's when the physical abuse comes in.
Mm.
You know,
if you don't want to
because
somebody,
it could be
upside somebody's head.
Right, it could be the woman out there doing it, or it
Absolutely.
Could be the man. But you might have a crazy man or a crazy woman.
Right.
They will go upside their head and think no more about it.
Right.
What kind of relationship is that? Somebody is still getting hurt
yep.
physically and mentally.
Yep.
You're being hurt.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
You know, so
it'll be a whole big mess.
My thing is, you know, unless you out there trying to break a record or something, you know, but that it's sleeping with all that you can or think that you can or what if you got a number that you want to show somebody, that ain't even cute.
Right.
I'm serious. It's not cute.
Well, you know, some
and
people
at the end of the day, my thing is, if you got to go to all these different people, it's nothing wrong with your mate. It's something wrong with you.
Exactly. You don't know what it is you want.
You holler on that one.
Well, some people are just egotistical. Satisfying,
yeah.
stroking their own ego. And they do it just
yeah.
because. Let me see if I still can do this. Or let me see if I can get away with doing this.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Not that they intentionally want to hurt you. Not that they want
to
intentionally
you
hurt you.
To,
but
that's when they continuously do it.
Yep. They want to just see if they can do it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You know. But when you first find out that it's a problem, that's when you need to just nip it in the bud.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, but
exactly.
if you decide that you want to continuously go through with it, then that's on you.
Yep.
You know. But my thing is, from the door, you know, hey, we dating, and then we decide to get into a serious relationship. You know, let's be honest and upfront with each other. Yeah. You know, don't been and got mad at that person that you was with before me and decide, well, you know what? I think I want to go out here and deal with this one now.
Right.
You know, no, let me go and you go on and get you somebody that want to deal with the drama. Because, uh-huh. like I said, at the end of the day, that's all it is drama.
Yep.
Yeah, enough.
But again, you have to, you know, communicate with your mate. You know what I'm saying? And again, keep that spice in your relationship. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
All right, if it's gonna take a date night once a week or you know once every other week or something, then do that. Let
right.
your mate know how you're feeling and what you know. What it is
mm-hmm.
that makes you happy. Not that I can do that.
Right.
You have to create your own happiness at times, but, you know, you still can communicate these things.
Right.
So,
you know, and you,
like the song say, don't ask my neighbor.
Oh,
you
man,
can't
you
get it. You got to come to the horse's mouth to get it.
Don't
you
ask
know.
My neighbor.
Of the jam.
Oh, yes, it's the jam.
Or it'd be like Drunk in Love.
Oh,
surfboard. Surfboard. You see, you're going to have me singing up in here tonight, T.
Surfboard.
Chalkboard.
You ready to,
like,
you ready to turn it into karaoke, huh?
You already know how many karaoke do.
I've seen Emotion sing that song in a concert. They just tore it down with that. Don't Ask My Neighbor.
What's that?
Oh, don't ask my neighbor. The
what
Emotions,
song?
They broke that thing down. That was back 30 years ago.
The Emotions, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, it still sounds good.
That's the jam.
I mean, honestly.
Like...
Go ahead.
What you say, Barry?
No, I said, I mean, because they used to always go, you know, because Earth, Wind & Fire produced them, so she was like, don't ask my neighbor. And she brought out, like, a towel and a tissue and started crying on stage. I was like, it was like butter. She was like, don't ask my neighbor. Don't ask my friend. I was like, damn.
I mean, but honestly, you know, because you do have people that's like that, or, you know, your friend going to see some of these things. And, you know, a real friend, honestly, if I know that you're into that person, yes, I'm going to tell it. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell it. You know, because I don't want, if she's a friend of mine or him, I don't want to see them hurt. You know, are they going to be hurt either way if I tell them? But if you continuously to keep doing it or dealing with that person, that's on you.
Right.
I won't tell you anything else. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know.
A lot of times people do. Some people get mad at you for telling them. Like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? They really
yeah.
do. They take offense, like, you know, like you actually caused the problem, but, like, hey, I was just looking out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? But
right.
now I know how you feel about that. You ain't got to worry about me saying nothing else.
Right.
For
you know, because therefore it's going to cause problems with you and I, you know, or sometimes you got to watch them people, too, because sometimes they can be telling you that to get with that person themselves.
Right. Don't shade. Yep.
Try to undermine you.
But we're coming up on that hour of the show where we do Diva Mail or Finish the Phrase. And with that being said, we have like a little thing that we do before the Diva Mail. So we're gonna go to that, and we'll be right back with you.
With that Diva Mail. All
right, woo. All right.
Wow.
Okay. All righty then.
So,
hold on.
Ride with me now. Ride with me now. Ride with me now. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. But at a time I was my grind and I was hungry. Had hunger pains like a bronco kicked me in the tummy. Had people in the town kinda looking at me funny, cause they knew I was a shit and couldn't take that from me. When I would shine, they would try to throw shade on me, like I didn't have a brigade and wasn't made on me. Every time I came around, they should've paid for my company.
I'm Freddie D.
Boy, this path was made for me. I'm the best, the U.S. y'all third world country. I'm a big deal, a mill, and y'all just munchy. I'm a problem like when Harlem had Bumpy. Gorillas over here, y'all queers is just funky. Me, I'm functified and y'all just funky. You second rate lunk on that gate, halfway house junkies. I'm about my bread, so we're that money. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. You
can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. My third eye saw it coming and kept jumping. Situations and accusations like it was nothing. Big dog frontin' like how he was hunting. But every time on the re-up it adds to nothing. I kept the block jumping, hustlers pumping. And every time I turn around a nigga ain't a something. There's only chicken, prince in the gym. And I wonder when low CE, will they ever get it in? See me, I never figured it. Encryption's how they scripture it. Had me thinking black ones only living in the pyramids. Punchline and feeling, hook, line and sinker. My man went from dope to thinker. We flipped the strip to get money. Prime time, play on the ground, we never bummy. Since a little youth, I learned to get money, money, money.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. So why would you try to pull the wool over my eyes? You know I keep them fangs open. Y'all niggas must be joking. Gotta be the shit that they drinking or smoking, or you just praying and hoping that I'm lame or your game is just that potent. Where you can tell me anything and get me open. I'm hip to this shit, hit the strip for a flip. I'm around gangsters, hustlers, con artists. My city is New Guinea, you know this flick, but it's slick. If you ain't on your game, you a vic or get hit. With your bells at wholesale, it's a bargain on clips. Where I'm from, we ain't heavy on that arguing shit. If it's on, then it's on, hit the spark and it's them. Look what the Larkin done did, now they chalking the kid. Cause he tried to pull a wool over the wrong nigga list. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
That was Big Dummy by Molly G.
I like that song.
I'm glad I had the pleasure of hearing it.
Yes,
and
I like that.
And he was the winner at the event that we attended.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. And he's good. But
yeah.
That was Big Dummy.
Big dummy.
Let me clear my throat.
You can't pull a wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
What do you say, Barry?
I said, let me clear my throat.
We have now entered the portion of our show where we go with twist and either we do Diva Mail or Finish This Phrase. No Finish This Phrase tonight. However, I do have a Diva Mail, and I also had a phone call from someone today that asked me to bring up a topic, a problem that she's going through. All right, so first we're going to start off with our Diva Mail. Dear Diva, I work on a job where my mate also works there. Last year, I found out that another female was also dating him. He also worked with us. We've been dating him. We have been dating him for the same amount of time. We have great pay where we work, and we both love our job. I guess her and the maid both love their job. I found out last week that she, meaning the other female, has a VD, venereal disease. Oh, my. I don't think she knows about him and I. I have been protected. I've been protected, having protected sex with him. But how do I approach him?
Oh, God.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Hey, Bernie? For real?
How have they kept this a secret from one another and they all work in the same place? Different departments?
It must be. I didn't speak to the girl.
It must be.
Yeah, different departments, different.
Listen, he was just a sly dog.
Right.
He was fine. But
you
know
what? With that being said, I would tell her, listen, the three of them need to come front to front. I honestly, in a situation like that, I would handle it like that. You know, it's either me or her. And then again, both of them should kick his butt to the curb.
Oh, girl, listen. I was watching they pushed all kind of videos on Facebook. And I was on there, and these two girls caught their boyfriend cheating. You know, they got together and whooped his tail. They wore him out.
There you go.
That was so funny. Not that I'm promoting violence. No, we don't promote violence here at GQ Palace. But they wore him out. That was so funny. He was like, chill, stop. That's your girl, yeah, pop. They wore him out. But again, that goes back to say how it just causes so much drama, you know, unnecessary drama. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you was only cheating. You was cheating somebody with somebody right there in the same spot. Like,
right.
How long do you think that was going to go on before it became exposed?
Exactly.
That's why I said they had to be in different departments.
It's like they think
so. But still, my thing is, at lunchtime, unless you're taking different lunchtimes, you know, who you hanging out with at lunchtime?
Well, you know.
Well, it could be like that, because that's like my job. We got over 3,000 people on our campus.
Oh,
so,
right.
It's easy, you know, to get lost. You know what I mean?
Right.
Be like, oh, I went here such and such of that day.
Right.
So,
I see people that go
like
to lunch.
I said.
I see people that I seen girls that have boyfriends. They went to lunchtime and was with her boyfriend at lunchtime and came back like nothing was happening. I seen that.
Well, and I'm sure you know it still happens. Obviously, it do because this was going on. But my thing that I would tell her, Ray, is they both need to get together as women, and they need to let his butt go.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
And
I would.
Yes.
Because I'm
opinion,
not gonna lose my job.
Exactly. And she said we get paid good money. We have great pay here. We both love our job.
See.
You can't stop nobody from cheating. So if you were somebody.
Exactly.
If you feel that you can't trust his cheating, you might as well leave it alone because there's no way
to
buy from cheating.
Yes,
that's why I said.
Now you can't. You know what? And for real, I mean, a girl worse because a girl they can get a man quicker than. I always say that they can get a man quicker than a woman, but
yes,
still
that's
both.
Story again. But let me ask y'all a question though. Who do you think cheats more, men or women?
Man.
Funny you say that.
Man.
Nah. If a man's cheating, it got to be another girl opening her legs up.
No. You don't have to accept it, though. The man don't have to accept it.
Exactly.
Because she opened her legs
up. But a man can't
that means
cheat unless she's opening her legs up.
Well, why would you want her to open up her legs?
Wait.
Because if she opened them up, do you have to go up in it?
If you go to a bar and it's 10 men there and a girl says, let's go home, how many is going to go home?
Okay.
Who's in a relationship?
If you know that you got a woman at home, why would you go home with that woman?
I'm just saying 9 or 10. But if you go to a bar and say, let's go home with a girl, they look like you crazy.
Well, that's why men cheat more.
I didn't answer. I danced around it.
Yeah, I don't know. I asked a question, and it's a good question
it's a great question because a woman can always get a man quicker than a man can get a woman. Bottom line. That's not justifying for a man to cheat. I'm not saying in general. That's not a justification. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, we know. It's not a justification
because you know what? If you're with somebody, you should because like I said at the beginning of the show, the grass always looks greener on the side. So, you know, if you're with somebody,
I think women do it out of retaliation. Not, you know.
I agree.
When it comes to cheating, men are more the initiators than women.
Give you a break.
Give you a break, you're right. But, you know, a lot of times they do it because, all right, you know, 9 out of 10 times
the man has
cheated on her, and she's like, all right, now we call us an opportunist, but, this is the time. Oh, he did it to me, so now I'm going to do it to him. And another reason also too now is that because the gay men are at an all time high, so it's like now it's like you know.
Or it's even more weird. I'm gonna put it this way.
As far as me, I'm not gonna do it for retaliation. If I do it, it's because I wanted to do it. Bottom line, you know, because I'm not going to say, well, he was with Sue last night, so I decided I'm going to go and do Tom. No. When you do it because you want to do it.
That's right.
Yeah, once you mature and you get become grown and you make better choices than what you made when you were young. The whole thing is,
it's not like if you're 25 or 55 or whatever. When you're 25, and that's old school. You could just slide in, slide out, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. Now you got to be like,
right.
I'm older. I'm looking for, so we can work together. And it's a death sentence, too, you know? I mean, it's a lot more now these days. But back when you was young, you just wanted to sow your oaks. But not when you get older. Right. You look,
you
know,
but
you look,
shouldn't want to, you know.
But when you
still
get older,
got them out there,
right.
That's up in age that's still doing it, you know.
Yeah. That's
and I don't know if they think that it make them look good or...
No,
what
it's
they
immaturity.
Trying to do, maybe they didn't get enough back in the day or whatever.
That
and they still probably didn't get that
mouth.
Much.
What you were saying, they've been missing out and they got to catch up to their number, their quota?
Some of them.
Huh? The quota's been off, so they gotta,
but when you get older, you look for a security blanket.
That's right. You look for security, and you look for
security blanket.
I'm older now. I done did whatever I did. If I didn't do it, I missed out. Unless, I want to be comfortable and because you know what, the bottom line is just a piece of booty, you know, and whatever else. So you need to look for who's going to be by me if I get sick. Who's going to do
right.
this?
Right,
who's going to feed
right.
me? Who's going to cook dinner for me? Who's going to stand behind me if I'm going?
That's companionship. And see, a lot of that's lost. There's no companionship anymore.
Right.
Everybody is just looking for that booty call, that ultimate booty call.
But the booty's just when you get older, when you're younger, it's a booty because you want to conquer whatever. But as you get older, you want to say, you know, is my girl going to cook for me if I get sick? And, you know, I drive her to work or we do, you know, we're going to work together. But, if you're somebody who's, really old, especially over 50 and still looking just to get some booty, that's a problem. It's a problem.
You know, that's why Viagra is a business now. You know,
it's to make you go.
Cialis and Viagra and stuff. I'm in the wrong profession.
It's a problem. I mean, if you're still trying to sow your oaks at, you know, if you didn't do your thing when you was younger, whatever, and you're trying to still do it, then you need to just. You can't turn back the hand of time. You need to say.
But
but you got to have, you do have it, and that, and I'm not just talking about men. You got women still out here that's doing it. I mean, seriously. Absolutely. You know, well, you know what? I think I'm going to do him tonight and next a couple of days, if not the same night. A lot of you doing out there. Come on now.
Let me tell you something.
That's
let me tell you something. What an old guy told me. He was 80. And you know what? A lot of older guys, and they think that you're getting a younger girl because she might be youthful and spice, but an older woman will take care of you way better than a younger woman because she's experienced. And a lot of times they haven't had enough for a while, and they'll put it on you.
That's a fact.
Sometimes they're divorcees or whatever, and they ain't had enough for like several years or whatever else. And they're experienced, so they know everything. And you think them little young, hot, tender things are like so cute and whatever. All they want is this and want that and buy me. But them older women, they'll like put it on you and let you know that you'll be satisfied.
Barry, some of them just after the money from the younger boys.
Oh, right, yeah. I mean, but the older girl, I mean, older one. Oh, come on. You know, older woman is way more experienced. A younger girl
but
just like looking.
Not only are they more experienced, they're just more established.
Right. They're ready to, like, you know, I got mine, so it's about, bam, this is it. I got, you know, I ain't looking for a handout or whatever else. Unless, I mean, an older woman is a cougar is the way to go.
But, you know, because you got to look at them young girls. They got them babies running around, all of that. You know, you got to think about all of that, too.
What?
You know, are you willing to take care of them?
Right.
You know, or when we get ready to decide to go somewhere, or either when you know you're there with that young girl, you got to constantly shut the door.
Nine times out of ten. Because a girl, she'll just, like, put it on you, and then that's it. Go buy me this and that, and that's it.
You know what it is? It's a lot of role reversal going on nowadays, too.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a lot of role reversal because now it's like women are, and I'm going to say women because the ratio is a lot higher between women and men, that are handling their own households. Holding down their families, working, going home, and still having to do everything that a man, you know,
is supposed to do,
created to do. You know what I'm saying? Be that head of that family. They're not doing that anymore, and especially now these young kids, they're looking for somebody to still be their mothers.
A handout.
You know what I'm saying? Still be their mothers.
A handout.
And, you know, but that can get into a whole nother show. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because now,
exactly.
Now I would throw race in there and a lot of different things. That goes along with that, you know, and with stories that I've read and things that I've experienced. So, but, you know, it's a lot of role reversal. Women are holding, yeah, I'm not just saying just women, but I'm speaking from a woman's perspective.
Oh, no, you're right.
We have to hold all of this down where, you know, if you should have a man, yeah, we might have to meet, we're going to meet them halfway. We don't have stay-at-home moms anymore. All of that's gone.
No, it's changed. Everything goes around in a circle, like karma, everything changes. So back in the 40s and 50s or whatever, maybe 60s, man was a breadwinner. Now the women do their own thing.
Yep.
You know, I was reading something, and it was like, okay, just say, for instance, you know, somebody, like, can't be satisfied until they have that particular person, knowing that they either married or with somebody. And then the consequence behind it. It's always some consequences behind it because the same way that you got that man, you better believe somewhere down the line, he going to do you the same way he did that woman to get to you.
Of course.
Well, that's like what I don't watch that stuff, but like with Tori Spelling, I mean, I just see like on the news, I mean, like they both cheated on their mates and now he's cheating on her. I mean, what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's cheating, if you meet somebody and they're cheating on their mate, pretty much 9 times out of 10, they're going to do it to you.
Well, see, karma always plays her position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Always does her job. So, you know, for those who don't think that they don't believe in karma or whatever, continue to do someone else wrong, and you watch what happens.
Oh yeah, if you shit on, I mean, if you screw on somebody, it's gonna come back to you.
Absolutely. And see, that's why I just put up my word of the day today on Facebook was accountability. See, because nobody wants to take account of their actions or whatever's going on in their situation. They're always looking to blame somebody else. Look at you. Go take a look in that mirror like, dang, what's going on?
Why am I
going through this right now?
One at a time.
If you blame somebody for your problems, you know, a lot of times you got to look in the mirror.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Karma always plays her position, believe me. Like I said, everybody has a story to tell at the end of the day. But when you do things to mess yourself up, that's one thing. But when you do it to that affect other people and involve other people, that's when karma comes in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're purposely doing something to somebody, it's going to come out. Nobody's perfect. Like, only person was Jesus Christ that walked. And sometimes we just do stuff, whatever. But if you're personally trying to target or hurt somebody, it will come back to you personally.
Yep.
You're personally doing it with like a vindictive behavior.
Exactly.
I'm going to get it.
Yep.
I'm
exactly
going to
what
get
it is. Vindictive behavior. And it's crazy.
I'm
going
to get it.
And you don't, when you reap what you sow, you don't
right.
want that. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
Right.
If you
but
purposely
again,
do
you,
it.
People, you have some people that'll go to their grave with the oh, I didn't have nothing to do with that. You made me do this. You made me do that. You know what I'm saying? You have some people that'll go to their grave with that. Will constantly believe lies, the lies that they tell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
My 92-year-old aunt that I want to take care of, she's sweet, but she has a lot of vindictive stuff, and she's been pretty much exposed. And my son is asking her all these questions, and she says, you know, because her daughter didn't talk to her for like 20 years. And, she got diagnosed with cancer like a week and a half ago, you know, and I was out of town when I was on a fishing ship up in Massachusetts, and I came back. But she's just being vindictive toward me and my cousin because we're the only one taking care of her, but she feels that we're the reason that she lost her foot, which we saved her life because of that. So she's thinking that she's punishing me and her daughter. But she's actually punishing herself because we don't really care about her. And she keeps calling all these people in Ohio and North Carolina. And my son, which has never done this, my son, like, called into the carpet and says, you know, you need to stop, you know, with that. They're the only two you got. You're the only two, you know. And she's like, oh, this and that. And he's been asking a lot of questions. And, you know, I guess the hurt people hurt. So the closer, you know, the person, if you're hurting somebody and the person that's closer to you, you're going to hurt them. And so I forgive her for that, but it's just like sometimes she's in her right mind. Even though she's 92, she still knows, like my son said, she still knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, that's just anger. That goes, that's
she's angry and bitter because she lost her
foot. She's angry, you know, she's angry.
We made a mistake, but we didn't. I mean, you know, because what happened is 3 weeks she was out of it because they gave her, like, she had never took no pills before, and they gave her Percocet for her pain. And then,
oh, snap.
And she tried to walk, and she had this metal thing in her thing, and her foot got affected. And when she came to, she her foot was gone. So she's like, what happened? You know, and then they said if we don't cut it off now, it's going to spread up there, and she might die. So she's never going to forgive us for that, but she's blaming us for being vindictive. You know, and my son said, that's a difference. And my son's calling to the carpet because, you know, me and my cousin are neutral. We don't even care. She keeps saying, oh, somebody in Ohio, this and that, North Carolina. She's being very spiteful, and he keeps telling her to watch that, you know. And I, you know, you're going to always love somebody, but, you know, she's reaping what she sow, and it's hard to, and, you know, I love her, whatever, but we all reap what we sow, pretty much. If you're going to be vindictive or purposely hurt somebody, it's going to come back to you. And, you know, you're messing with your salvation and everything. So, you know, if you just try to purposely hurt somebody, like, even like with cheating somebody, if you try to, it's going to come back to you.
It will, in full circle.
I'm back, so. If
like
you purposely do something to anybody, whatever else, so.
That accountability
out of mind.
She didn't want to, she doesn't want to take into account of her position in her role in her position. You know what I'm saying? Like, what were you eating to cause you to get, you know.
Right,
and
then we went there.
What
she,
led you to get to that position?
And then we took her
stuff
to, like,
that you
the,
were doing.
We took her
know?
To the, like, she told her doctors off, oh, well, if the test ain't ready, because, when I came back from fishing, my cousin was like, oh, you know, this is an emergency. You got to go. So we went up there last week, and they said, we need to do a CAT scan or whatever. She says, I already lost my foot. I'm not doing no more tests. And she thought she was, like, punishing me and the doctors. I mean, she's punishing herself, you know. And then my friend that I went fishing with, she's like a gynecologist. She said, you know, if she goes to get it done in the stage one, it's 90%, and then stage two is 75%. She's still being vindictive, like I'm not going to do this and that. She's not hurting nobody but herself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we're not trying to hurt her, you know.
Well,
I mean, I had three deaths. I had three deaths in 2 weeks. And like the painfulest death is like a kid that's from the school that from Bellport. You know, like he died at 36 with liver cancer. You know, and I.
Yeah.
In his last 2 weeks, you know, and like I seen like my son laying there when I went to see him, and I hugged him and stuff, and like. You know, something like, somebody punched me in my stomach. It's like, you know, then he died, you know, and I'm like, man, what is this about, you know? And I've been going through a lot, with, you know, because I seen, like, my son laying there, you know, and then the kid that he stayed with me for 2 years, his brother, you know, and he's doing good or whatever, like, because I coached him. But, I mean, time is too precious, like, to have petty stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, we will definitely
be bitter and have a lot of animosity. One at a time.
I said we will continue to keep you and your family in our prayers, Barry. We're going to get back to the topic.
Okay.
I have another, it's not really diva mail. I'm going to consider it diva mail, though, because, like I said, an associate of mine contacted me earlier and asked me to air this issue because she's looking for advice. So I have a good friend that I've known for years, that I've recently found out she smokes crack. She has a young daughter, around 3 years old. We are only in our 20s. I've tried to intervene because it's only been like a few weeks since she's tried it, but she's going ham and down quick. Any advice that you can give?
Ooh, she better go seek help immediately.
Yeah, go find some help.
Because it's very addicting, you know, and if she don't get help now, she's going to go all the way down, you know, and if she loves her child, she will seek the help that she needs. It's only been that long. It shouldn't be that bad or hard for her to get off of it.
Uh-huh.
So my thing is tell her that she needs to seek help, to tell the friend to try to get her help immediately, because she's headed for self-destruction in that situation.
Yeah. Now, the friend does not think she needs help. She's already depressed, has family issues, never had a father figure. The man that impregnated her has like 13 other children. She doesn't have a stable household, and so she's all over the place. And she has a lot of issues with depression and stuff. So she definitely needs some guidance.
Crack ain't gonna do it. That's gonna make her more depressed, and especially when she ain't got a dollar.
Right.
When she wake up in the morning and ain't got a dollar, or you can't even buy a hamburger for a 99-cent hamburger for your child.
She doesn't have a job. I believe she's on the system, and she's on other people. Depends on other people. I think she lives with her sick grandmother or something like that.
Well, you know what?
A lot going on.
All of a sudden, she gonna start stealing.
Yeah.
She's gonna go start tricking and
it's
anything else to get the worst. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She gotta go seek help. Yeah. Go get her some help. The help is out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's
how
great.
How about if the girl is not looking for help? She does not want help. She does not feel like she needs help. She feels like she's living her life and no one's going to, you know, alter
stop her.
Oh, well, then she need to get away from her grandmama and go on out there in the street and, you know, let that somebody else take care of that baby that's going
to
be there for that baby, because
so
she can't
gonna
function.
Have to fall. She's going to have to fall and hit rock bottom.
Hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
And that's what has to happen. Like, again, because you could try to, you know, constantly help people, and you know what I'm saying. But if they're not ready, it don't matter what kind of help you give them. It's not gonna stop them.
Right.
So they're
she's gotta want to help herself first and foremost.
Exactly.
With us, so anybody else telling her that she needs to seek help, it may just make her go out there even harder to get it. You know, because she gonna think somebody trying to low rate her or whatever. So in that situation, I don't know. Being a friend, you know, if you don't want to hear what I got to say, then, you know, I can't do anything for you. Now, if it's a family member, I'm going to do everything in my power to try to get them help that they need, mm-hmm. you know. Well, but, again, I've been there, done that, too, where, you know, I tried to help a person that was strung out there. You know, I mean, to the point where I got out of my bed, went looking. You know what I'm saying? Different spots. Like, come on, I took them to the hospital. And the hospital was like, oh, we can't do nothing unless they're high off dope, because they can treat dope. They can't treat crack and stuff like crack that. Crackhead. Yeah, right. They can only give the, you know, detox to the dope fiends. I'm like, well, listen, a drug is a drug. You know what I'm saying? It's high right now.
Yeah, but it's crazy. You know, because that's a fact. You know, it's nothing you can do. You have to let the crack wear off of them. You know, they can't give them no type of medication to bring them back.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Well, that's what she told me.
Yeah, with that crack, I think you gotta just hit rock bottom or just have that wake up fall, you know.
Yeah.
Locked up for a minute, you know. Like I say, because after a while, if she don't have that money, she's gonna do any and everything to get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
By any means.
Exactly. Like I said, the power
is
serious.
And
from
then
stealing her body.
And then mixing alcohol with it, you know, if you mix other drugs, it's going to make it worse. And, oh, my.
Well, you know what? Maybe she got a death call on her. Because she's doing all of that mixed. Honey, that's not a good, that ain't a good look at all.
No, yeah.
You know what? You know, not to sound crazy, but it looks crazier for women than it does for men. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It depreciates who a woman is to be out there like that. It hurts to see that, you know, because like I said, the power of addiction is very serious. I'm addicted to nicotine, and it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. Just thank God nicotine doesn't make you go out there fiending to want to trick for it or knock somebody over the head to get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, it's just, you know, it's crazy. But that lady go out there and get herself some help.
And a guy always takes care of a girl. It's harder for a girl to recover because there's always some knucklehead that's going to take care of a girl and enable her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, to satisfy himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get what he can get out of it. All right, let me put power out here on the block. As long as I continue to feed that habit, I'm
right.
Okay, too.
Always going to be some guy to enable her and take care of her. Let's go. She comes home and do what she got to do, and she can keep going out there.
Well, you know what? The enabling is just, that's something serious, too. Like,
it's sad to see such young people, you know, putting their lives to waste doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're in that, she's in her 20s, and she has a 3-year-old daughter. It's just so sad. So sad.
It is sad.
Like I said,
hope they overcome that.
You, me, everybody on this line can tell this girl to go get help, but until she realizes and come out of denial, she's not gonna seek help.
Right.
And if she go do it, it's only for a moment, and that's to just get away from everybody bickering with her, and she's gonna go right back to the same things. And the things she didn't do at first, she's gonna do even worse.
Yeah.
You know, to get the drug.
That's right, because she's going to reach that point where she's not going to have the money to get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's my next step? Instead of her next step being into the rehabilitation center, it's going to be to get that cash.
Yeah.
So whoever's there to receive her, to open up whatever for her, she's going to jump on it. Like we always say, every opportunity that knocks is not a good one.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? It's like people that commit suicide. That's an opportunity. That was an opportunity, a bad one. You know, people out here shooting up these schools and stuff, those were all opportunities.
Mm.
Not good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, just appreciate yourself a little more.
Yeah, we have choices in life.
And you have somebody that actually loves you and depends on you, like your child.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, focus on them. Let that be your motivation, too. Like, you know what, that little demon is not worth this grand angel. So
it really ain't. It's really not.
Mm-mm.
So that's
that right there, Ray, is a real, real sad situation.
Yeah.
You know, and like I say, you can talk to your blue in the face until this girl, you know, she say that she don't think she need help. She's in denial.
Right. Absolutely. Denied first.
You know,
I'm a
so she don't feel like she need that help.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And then it just, and then it makes, then you start getting all prideful and ashamed and, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, that's going to make you try to hide it. Now I think I'm going to try to, I'm going to hide it. I'm going to act like a functioning crackhead.
Yep. Right. But tell the friend, be there for, just don't give her no money.
Mm-hmm. Or be there for the baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, more so the baby than anything.
Yeah.
You know, because she's going to need it. She's definitely going to need it.
Oh, absolutely. The baby is going to need it.
And you're right. Pray for it. Continue to pray for it because...
Yes.
That is, you know, this is, it's real.
Oh,
and people are losing lives every day behind a truck.
Every single day.
Mm.
Yeah, it you know, I was just speaking to my aunt about that the other day, and she called me and, like, you know what I'm saying? She has a couple of kids that are out there, you know what I'm saying? But they smoking the black. I don't know if Angel does. Anyway, it has them straight tripping to the point where it's embarrassing. So I'm like, listen, at this point, when your kids get grown, naturally, you don't want anything to happen to them or whatever. You do whatever you can, but you got to let their hand go. You can't keep holding their hand and, again, being an enabler.
Right.
Being an enabler to them, because otherwise they'll never change. They never change because they know mommy's going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, mommy got my back. Mommy going to do this. Mommy going to do that.
Exactly.
Ooh, like my grandmother said, y'all gonna miss me one day, and I ain't going to be dead either.
Especially if she keeps bailing them out of everything they get into.
Bailing them out of them situations.
They're going to constantly do it because they already figure, you know what, no matter what I do, she's going to come and get me, so I'll be out of harm's way.
Yep. She's going to rescue you. But listen, we can't fight these demons on our own. We're not going to get into Spiritual Sunday on that note. But, it's just sad because the world done going wild. The world has gone wild. The way you're seeing all kinds of crazy nonsense going on. It's sad.
Yeah.
That's why I'm comfortable with being at home. I ain't lying.
Yeah. But the number to call.
Go for it.
The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 so you can give us some of your feedback of what you think this child may do. You know, because she's a child to me.
Yeah.
But what she should do in this situation and the topics and everything, you know, because it's somebody that may be listening that you could help, you know, or they may be able to help you. So, you know, press that 1 because we see you callers too. We see the listeners and everything. So
I was going
go ahead,
to ask. Ray. I was going to ask the topics that we were just speaking about. Caused me to ask this question: why do people get upset when they ask for advice and they don't like the advice that you give?
Well, I know,
exactly.
I know,
exactly.
Oh boy, oxymoron. Oh my gosh.
Well, see, my thing with that, if you know me, like you know me, don't ask me because you know I'm going to give it to you 100. You know, and if you think that it's going to upset you, don't even ask me.
Don't ask me.
You know,
keep
because
it to yourself.
Therefore, when I find out the first time that you've gotten upset about something I would do if I was in your situation, and if you asked me for that advice, guess what? I'm not going to give you no more advice because, see, I'm going to remember, you know, when I gave you the advice before, you had a hissy fit.
Yeah. Mm. Or you went back and told what I said or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're getting angry because you have a messed up situation. And I tell you the truth about things. And again, that's people ducking the truth.
Uh-huh.
Ducking the truth, looking for somebody to blame. That's why I picked accountability for the word of the day.
There you go.
Right.
And the lack thereof.
You know what I'm saying? People not taking accountability for their reaction. All right, if you don't want to take it, that's what, like you said, when you come to me for advice, it's up to me to give you that.
Uh-huh.
But now you can call me your accountability partner.
Yeah.
Mm. They
you know,
rather
so,
give them
you know,
a sweet lie than the ugly truth.
Mm. Right. But I don't know, you know.
Oh, wow.
We just have to realize that, you know, life is not a joke.
At all.
And, you know, get it together, you know, because, like you say, supposedly the older you get, you're supposed to get wiser.
That's what I want to say.
You know, but sometimes I think, honestly, some of the younger people are more wiser and more intelligent than the older ones, especially when it comes to, I'm speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a man, an older man, just ignorant. Honestly,
just,
you know,
they're ignorant.
They real ignorant, you know. And the more you try to say something to a person, and when you get upset and vindictive about it, then you know, hey, go on, you know, because I don't have time. Especially if we just friends. No, no, because I'm not gonna lose no sleep over what you're going through.
Nope. I mean, I refuse. That's craziness. Straighten up.
You know, so don't ask me for no advice if you don't want to hear what I got to say.
Right.
Don't ask
like,
my neighbor.
You want me to tell you the truth or you want me to tell you what you want to hear? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Barry?
Don't ask my neighbor.
We do have another caller.
All right.
We're going to bring this caller on. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Who's calling?
Hello, who you
caller,
is?
Who's calling?
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's Lavina.
What's your name
crazy.
Is?
Yeah, crazy.
Who you is?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I'm listening to the show. I'm truly enjoying myself.
Well, thank you.
Did you hear the topics?
Oh, yeah, I heard a couple of topics.
Yeah, we got a lot going on tonight, okay?
Okay. Right,
so we
all
had
right,
to
all
double
right.
up on them, Vina. We had to double up.
Yeah.
We tripled and quadrupled it on these.
You know what, T? I don't even think that last word is a word. But okay.
Well, see, what happened was, we speak a little Ebonics tonight, too. Ignorant.
Yeah.
Being a little ignorant tonight.
Yeah, I heard something about the big girl draws.
Yeah. Big girls want to handle that.
I give you the top. Well, welcome back on the air, Miss Child.
Thank you.
Miss you too.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
So give me the topics. I'm ready.
Okay. The beginning topics was, what happens if you find out that your mate is cheating with someone from work? Do you make them find another job?
No, but as soon as I find out, I'm going to pack all his stuff. When he get off work, I'm going to have it outside waiting for him and say, here you go.
1-800-CHOKE-THAT-WHO.
What's that word you use, Angie? What's that word?
Hood booger.
Yep, you and your hood booger. Go ahead. Because I think, you know, once you catch him, to me, it's like, all right, I'm catching you at this point. Even if I'm just hearing about it and I didn't see it, you know, firsthand, you know you're wrong. So that means I can't even trust. I can't even trust you to go to work.
Right.
You know? So if I can't trust you to go to work and make the money, then what do we have? Like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the one place you're supposed to be able to go and handle your business, you know, and take care of your family. And if you can't do that, then come on, what do I need you for?
Exactly. Right.
No, that's right.
He got to go. He can go with his hood booger.
Yeah. I love it.
I like that. I like that word, too. Hood booger.
Hood booger.
Because they always stuck around. Sticking to everything negative. Oh, hood booger.
And the second one was, what would you do if your mate takes the sidekick to marry him?
Who? What'd you say?
What
What would you do if your mate asked the side chick to marry him?
That'll make me wonder which one of us was the side chick.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Or who was the main chick?
Right.
Yeah, because you can't be number one. But you know what? Let me take that back. Unless the male, you know, or female caught strong feelings for the side chick and decided to elevate it to the next level, you know. And in that case, you still got to go. And if she knew about me, then she's really going to have a problem, and he's really going to have a problem. And y'all just might as well get y'all bail money ready and start praying.
Fill it out, Lord.
Start praying for me in advance. But don't pray for me now, because don't do it because, okay, she done got into a fight over this man. Pray for me because I feel disrespected.
Right. Uh-oh. There you go. Right.
It's not over the man. It's the fact that I was disrespected by both parties, and the both parties knew my situation, and he didn't respect me enough to come to me and let me know what it was. So therefore, he has to get hands laid on him too.
Split the head to the white meat.
I can't have the disrespect, and I don't care. Look, I don't even care if he's like 6'4", 6'5". I don't care. I could jump up. It's all right. Sometimes you think you're super strong anyway.
when you get mad, you are.
Man.
Oh, yeah. When that adrenaline gets to going, you don't care about what size a person is.
Look, let me hear something like that. I can't be held accountable for my actions. Like that.
I don't know what's liable to happen next.
I'm a blackout. I'm insane or something. Start drooling, telling people I'm peeing on myself. I got uncontrollable, you know, bladder and bowels. Man, I'm gonna act a fool.
Yeah, look, they gonna say you got issues, you bipolar, you schizo, you this, you that. So, you know, you'll end up being able to get away with it.
Look, I'll be all that long as I ain't got to go to jail and wear no orange.
I know, right? Orange, green, black, tan, whatever colors they are, I don't want to wear none of it. Then Angie asks, who cheats more, men or women?
Who cheats more?
Yeah.
Men.
All right.
Men. Because you know what it is? I think that I know Rich Money, if he's listening, he's probably going to be on this air in a minute. Because it's always a debate with us with this one, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say men, and the reason I'm gonna say men is because some men are extremely sneaky, and they can be very horny and perverted.
Oh.
And they'll say, okay, I'm with you, but I want my cake and eat it too.
Ow.
So
say
as
that.
Long as it's,
say
you know, under cover, you know, therefore, what happens? They think they can get away with it, so they do it.
If they can get away, yep.
Yeah, if you do something in the dark, it's going to come out in the light, and then what happens to me once the male cheats, and then the female finds out about it, the female's on revenge now. So she want to get revenge, and she wants you to feel the pain that you caused her, so she going to cheat too. I'm just saying. And then y'all gonna come together and say, oh, I love you too. Let's try and work it out. Well, damn, both of y'all done cheated. What y'all working out?
You saying a mouthful right there, sister.
Let me clear my throat. Wait, y'all. Let me clear my throat. Rich Money is on the air.
I told y'all he was coming.
Hello, lady.
What's going on, Rich?
Hello, Rich Money.
What's going on, Miss Lavina for life?
That was very seductive.
The love of my life. How are you?
I'm doing great now. She's talking like that. Yeah.
Now, I heard that little I don't want to go off the you know topic. So I go to y'all topic first. Then I'm gonna go. I want
okay.
to go to the topic about the men cheating and this and that. Yeah.
Well, that was like the third one. So I'll give you the first one.
Okay.
What happens if you find out that your mate is cheating with someone at work, from work? Do you make them find another job?
No, but they could find another mate.
All righty then. Very simple.
The same mate you're cheating with at that job is the same mate you could stay with.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I will act clueless about the whole thing. I won't say a word. But when you come, you'll see the stuff everywhere on the floor. And I might spell it out in their name, too. Take your phone. Spell it out right in their name on the floor. You don't gotta lose. You don't gotta change the job. What you can do is change your mate. Because I'm done.
It's the mate. I hear you. Okay. What would you do if your mate asked the side mate to marry her?
If the mate asked the side mate to marry her?
Yeah, in other words, like the side chick.
Do I know about the side chick? Is the question.
Good question.
If they ask, if they gonna ask for a ring of marriage or something, you better know about the side.
Right.
Because if they come to me and they say, well, if the person come to me, they'd be like, oh, all right, well, I'm with the dude or whatever, and this was my side, I was dealing with him on the side, and now I want to marry him. First of all, my thing is, was we together when you was with this side dude? You gotta be together. But that means you were cheating on me from the get-go. So you
exactly.
could go ahead with that side dude. And if I know the person that is the side dude, I might bust his head open. After I finish busting your head open.
You don't wipe me.
You gotta be so violent.
Because you know what makes a person violent? Is when you put all your love and trust into somebody, and then you come to find out they got this person on the side when all they could have did was tell you from the get-go instead of acting like you want a Jerry Springer show or a Murray show. Let me know from the get-go. Why put me through all this and have me go through all this, especially if I'm doing for you, to find out you got a side chick? A side person.
Mm-hmm.
And if I know the side person, that makes it even worse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Bam. Can we drop a bomb on this question? I'm getting ready to ask Rich Money. Rich Money.
We already
Here
know
we
the
go.
Answer. We already know the
Rich
answer.
Rich Money.
Anyway.
Who cheats more, men or women?
Okay, you know what? I would say men, but you know what? It came to a point where nowadays women is just out of control. Okay, now, I heard Lavina say men are sneaky. No. Let me explain to you. Men ain't sneaky. They stupid. Because you know what? They get into it. I'm being truthful with you as a man. They get into it so much that they get sloppy with it. That's what happens. Now, women is sneaky. You understand? Men is just stupid when they do stuff because they get so into it. You understand? And it's like, okay, yeah, you probably do want your cake to eat it too. But now you eating your cake and you leaving leftovers.
But that's sloppy right there. That's sloppy. But see, women.
It is.
But guess what? You're getting sloppy with what you're doing. Now, a female is sneaky. Because if you gotta think about it, a female, and I believe Barry was saying this earlier, you gotta realize a female can walk down the street butt naked and it'd be a bunch of guys. And each
That's
one
right.
of those guys are wanna have sex with her.
To
a bunch of females, they gonna look at him like what? And they might call the police. But you might
now
have
you
right.
what?
Females,
now forgive me.
You might have, no.
No,
listen. If it's 10 females, you might have two or three of them. That might be on the side and be like, I might try that a little something. But they ain't going to let their girlfriends know. It might be
okay,
out of 10 people. It might be two or three.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
out of the guys, it's going to be all of them.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Now, ladies,
so,
follow me with
me?
This. Follow me.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Follow me with this.
Now,
follow me with this one, guys.
I didn't
watch this.
That.
I'm sorry, Rich Money.
You go ahead and finish it.
No, I ain't going now. This is a woman's show.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go. Now you mean to tell me if a man walks down the street and he's hanging like Long John Silver, that the female's not gonna say the same thing? Yes, they are.
That's why I said out of 10 of those females, you might have 2 or 3 that might be like, yeah, I'll take some of that. But now think about it. If the guy is fat, black, and ugly, none of those females are going to take him.
Nope.
If you have a female that's fat, black, and ugly, it's going to be some dudes that's going to be like, well, you know what? I'm going to hit that. You know, I'll hit that.
Now you know what they're saying and what they're doing. I'm gonna tell you like my coworker told me today when she said if it's fat, black, and ugly and he's hanging like Long John Silver, out of them 10 women, 8 gonna want to jump on it because he's fat, black, and ugly and he's hanging like Long John Silver. That's what she told me today.
Now if he got
a hot dog, they ain't jumping on it.
Those is what you call freaks of the night. They're not women. Those is not women. First of all, a real female, just because a dude is hanging, you got some females that might be like, yeah, I'll try that.
It's a taste test.
But if you want to get technical on the point, to me,
it's a taste test.
A woman might do it, but they're going to do it on the side. They ain't going to let their girlfriends know because it's always going to be that 1 or 2 females out there crowd that going to be like, you's a nasty dude. How did you do that?
New York undercover.
What they're going to be saying is, girl, did you see that? Come on, guys. Y'all not speaking right now.
But I bet you out of them ten girls,
eight of them trying to say that they could teach some things and do some things though.
That's true, because they might be freaks for the night, but guess what?
If they see that one person, they probably done seen billions. And that's up to the female. I'm being honest. That's up to the female to say, you know what?
Okay,
hey,
let me give
I might want to do something or I might not. So that's
can I give you an example?
True, guys.
Can I give you an example? Y'all remember back in the day, the lady called Superhead, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
She was talking about everybody, right? Y'all remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, she was stating about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the book, she stated that, I don't know who it was, this one, Shaquille O'Neal, he's not doing nothing. Oh, but Jay-Z supposed to be packing, but he can't do nothing with it. And Lil Wayne is not all that, and all that. So it don't matter how long it is.
But guess what? But the motion of the ocean, baby. No,
exactly. You can be with a dude, right? Female bodies is different. I agree with you to a certain extent.
But that's only for some females.
And Dons and Divas. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, time is of essence. And we can finish this next week if you want.
Wait. Rich Money, help me with this. See, how you going to interrupt the CEO and the executive producer to say, excuse me, time is of essence?
See, I'm not mad at you. At least I know you're doing your job. You understand?
Uh-huh.
At least I know you're doing your job. I ain't mad at you.
Okay.
Unless we can go over. I can't. Well, you got the CEO.
I'm,
wait.
See,
I want to drop Tia a bomb. Drop Tia a bomb because at least I know she's doing her job. They don't care. I appreciate the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad, let me say, the Diva Squad is doing their job. Regardless of who is on that line, it's time to test it. Time is a lesson. And I ain't mad at you.
And that's why I'm gonna make my point with what you said about Superhead. She was a talented, you know what, and she made some money, and all the people that she slept, not for nothing now, listen, all the people that she slept with, if they was loyal to the people that was with, because half of them had wives and girlfriends. You can't tell. And that's a prime example right there that guys cheat more than women. Just use that one person as an example. How is that one female able to get with all those people?
And then
get the name Superhead and write a book and tell everybody about it.
All of them was not married. Jay-Z was not married.
Most of them were married.
A few of them was. That's the type of thing like Trina. That's like saying Trina and them when they go on tour. You don't think they're getting their rock knocked off? It's just that the dude ain't saying that.
Of course they are. That's because they got the ones that didn't kiss and tell. Trina don't want to tell because you know what? She still got money anyway. Superhead, right.
No.
Come up.
She don't want to.
Yeah, she was looking for that ultimate come up.
Right. She was looking for the come up, and she used all those people to come up. So she benefited the way that she wanted. She wanted the name, got the name, made the video, got that out too.
And all in the same aspect, she made herself look like a hooker.
Exactly.
Ooh, and that's what you know what I'm saying. All that for a few dollars, and now you back at it again. Exactly. Ooh, exactly. She lucky
she ain't get
Ooh.
Nobody nothing.
Girl, I'm going to tell you like this. Women, back in the days, I would say men was the most cheaters, you know, because I know y'all time is essence. But right now, y'all women are getting the biggest.
Those are the hookers.
Well,
you know, it's...
But guess what? It's a lot more single women now than it was back then.
But Angie,
look at this, though.
Women.
Not for nothing, though.
Because nowadays,
Barry said the hooker, right? Somebody got to pay that hooker, right? Somebody got to pay him.
You're right.
All right, then.
Somebody is paying about that.
And she's going to be a paying hooker.
That's why a woman can get a man.
There's some men out there that's willing to pay for their services.
That's right.
That's why they
cheat on them.
Mm-hmm. A broke sucker.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna say to y'all, ladies, great topic. I'll
great
be
show, guys.
More for now,
thank
and
you.
I appreciate y'all treating me like a normal listener because that's all I am. You know? I don't know how to feel about it. I'm not mad at you, babe. You know,
I knew you was coming with it. That's a debate all the time. It was funny, Ted. But it was a great show, guys. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Okay, Barry, you want to give your final say on the topic?
Yeah, I enjoyed the show, and it's all about relationships or whatever, but, you know, the bottom line is never judge somebody. Never judge somebody for whatever, and that's the bottom line. Never judge somebody, and if somebody's like not treating you right or whatever, never accept that either. You know, because you're better than that, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Never accept less. Never accept less.
Right.
That's all I have to say, and you know, I'll see you next week. Damn.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Miss Rachel.
Lavina and Rich, y'all have anything to say?
I would just like to say before y'all end the show, it's a certain song I would like to play in reference to y'all topic. That's it. And I'm going off the air on that.
All righty. Okay.
I know it's going to be butter.
He's look,
no,
he said
it's going to be butter.
Song. What? Wait, now you know what? He said it's going to be a certain song. Now, I'm going to tell you what my sister said. What, and mind you, she, you know, she's, you know, she says that the song, the hot song right now is These You Know What Ain't Loyal. So I hope you're playing that.
These old ain't loyal.
Nope, let me explain something to you. See, let me say something real fast to Miss Polite. If you know me, you know I'm going back.
Why you gotta call me Miss Polite? Why you gotta call me Miss Polite?
For real, Rich. For real.
Why you gotta call me Miss Polite? It's like that.
My honey bunny, if you know me, you know I'm gonna go back in time with it, so.
That's right. Keep it real, man.
Always
keep it real.
I'll tell y'all like this.
Barry, what you talking about?
I'm always real. That's the bottom line.
All my real brothers would say that they found out they mate was cheating with their coworker. Boom. And I'm gonna leave it like that. Okay.
All right.
So my final thought is, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Woo, woo.
You know, I'm gonna say that Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Happy. I'm sorry,
right.
Rich Money. You're probably gonna go crazy with this one too. Happy Father's Day to all the mothers. That's the fathers at the same time.
Oh,
hey,
you know what?
Oh no. That's
you know.
Mother's Day passed 3 weeks ago.
Nope. No, but guess what? But guess what? Mother's Day passed, but there's a lot of single mothers out there. Look, the mother and the father. Well, I tell you what, I'm standing up and I'm clapping my hands on that day because I do both. And
there you go,
Lavina. I can do both.
There you
I'm
go.
Doing both without the genitals. Fast. What? Mm-mm.
I guess
look.
I'm just a piece of liverwurst, huh?
Let me help you on Mother's Day. What did I say to Rich Money? Happy Mother's Day. Why? Because
you
he
sure
did the same exact thing. He do Mother's Day and
Father's
Day.
That's
he
cool.
Does
thank
both
you.
All
I
right.
give props
because
props
sometimes
too. Trust me.
I know that sometimes the mother has to play the role of a father as well. So you're
Zero.
Right.
And
right,
sometimes the father has to play the role as a mom and
you're
step
right.
up and do both positions.
Damn.
So granted, I get passed off to everybody that's worthy of celebrating on that day.
All right.
Right.
I accept that.
But great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I know Kenny is on, right?
Kenny, he's in the keys somewhere in his clubhouse.
I had the Lonely Hearts Club on there tonight.
Lonely Hearts was there, but
he was very short and simple. They were in the building.
Oh, you
look
right,
Rachel
Diva.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead, Rachel. First and foremost,
we know how I got to give it up to first and foremost God. Because without him, there would be no us, no DQ Palace. I love the Lord. I want to give it up to our CEO, Rich Money, our executive, Lavina. Love y'all. DQ Palace and the family, all the other hosts and all the listeners and callers. Call in next week, same time, same place, press one. The listeners, same thing, call in. I want to thank tonight's callers, Barry, Kenny, the Lonely Hearts Club, Miss Lavina, Mr. Rich Money, and also to my fellow Diva host, Angie and T. I love y'all. It was a wonderful show.
Love you, too.
And she drops the mic. Angie, pick it up.
I like that.
Oh, so is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Right,
yes,
again. Again, welcome back to the show, everybody. Great topics tonight, which can actually be continued, but we'd be on here about 12 o'clock at night trying to figure them things out. You know,
again, I posted earlier on Facebook. This thing really have nothing to do with the closing, but for those listeners out there, if you have any diva mail or whatever, just inbox one of our divas, and we will feature the diva in the portion of that show. So, but again, great show. Welcome back, ladies. I missed it, and everybody have a blessed rest of the week.
All right.
So
hey,
I guess it's my turn, huh?
Where you at, Steve?
Okay. I'm right here. All right. As you know, we've come to the end of the show. Always thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, which is our new time at 8 p.m., guys, 8 p.m. instead of 7, it's 8 p.m. to 10. GQ Palace is doing big things, 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. On Thursdays, reality and relationships. Time from 8 to 10 with your hosts KL and Tiffany Belvin. Friday, love and entertainment from 6 to 9 with our very own CEO host, Rich Money. Sunday, spiritual Sunday. 7 to 9 with our executive producer, host, Lavina Polite. Immediately following her, Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10 with Timmy Scribble Hunter. Mondays, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio from 8 to 9, host Varies. Immediately following that, Love, Life, and Loyalty from 9 to 11, Deanne Lane. Tuesdays, GPS Sports from 8 to 10 with the host, The Mayor. Wednesdays, you're back with us, Love Fantasy, from 8 to 10 with the Diva Squad, myself, Angie, and Rachel. And with that being said, we're out of here, and everybody have a happy Father's Day to the fathers, and have a great rest of the week and the weekend.
Yes, happy Father's Day, fathers.
Oh, thank you.
And another thing, the mail. If you like, send the Diva mail to GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And I'm out of here.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Early one morning.
I must have been blind, because I sure didn't see this one.
I once was blind, but now I see.
My best friend now. They say keep the ones you love close, and your enemies even closer. But I can't win for losing.
Because
the one I thought was a friend to me ended up being my true enemy.